considered by the majority of them to be nothing more than a shortcut to instant bliss.
Wasn't that great? Now a cute blonde with big guns.
A lot of people say, oh, it can make you sterile and it can make you lose your sight or deteriorate your brain or all this kind of stuff. That's a lot better than having 10 kids.
It's a weird trip.
Thanks, honey. Back to more music. Wow!
Happy birthday.
good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a track from the Amour, La Liberté compilation from Born Bad Records, which is a collection of early electronic rye and Algerian music from 1983 to 1990 that was put out on Born Bad Records out of Romainville, France. And a few weeks ago, I played another track from this album from Nordine Stafi. Really, really great stuff. I'm absolutely obsessed with this compilation, and I've been listening to it quite a bit since I discovered it a few weeks ago, and definitely check it out. You can head to bornbadrecords.net to find out more. And once again, that artist's name was Harry Benchinet, and the track was called Malika. Apologies, I'm probably butchering these names, but really, really digging this compilation. I'll probably be playing some more from it. And he's a Algerian singer that was born in 1961. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll be here until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this really nice long weekend. And up next, we're going to hear something from an artist named Chris Ulrich with a new release out called Big in the USA. A track called Things Are Changing is what you're going to hear. And this one is out on the National Campus Radio charts, and it's sitting at number 49 right now. This album came out on Birthday Cake Records. After that, we're going to hear a artist that is also on the Campus Radio charts, and that's a group called Pax, and a track off a release called Crispy Crunchy Nothing is what you're going to hear, and you'll hear something called Not the Same. And Pax is a, I think it's a solo artist based out of Toronto. And you can check it out at paxtheband.bandcamp.com. Kind of some bedroom indie rock kind of stuff going on here. But once again, it's on the National Campus Radio charts, and CITR submits to these charts weekly. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chris Ulrich out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the track called Things Are Changing. Thank you.
Are you tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
From Toronto, that was Pax with a track called Not the Same off the Crispy Crunchy Nothing release. And that one was put out on the Sandlot Records. And Pax is the work of, I think it's just one person named Madeline. And with some backing bands, according to Bandcamp. So I guess it isn't a solo project. But you can check this out at paxtheband.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Chris Ulrich out of Winnipeg with Things Are Changing off the Big in the USA release. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And hope everyone's doing pretty good this evening. And if you're looking for something to do, you can head to the Fake Jazz show tonight. and that's at Doris, which is 242 East Pender. And you can check out Sarah Gold, Mass Marriage, as well as Magnetic Ring playing tonight. And I think it starts around 9, so you could definitely head there after the show. And we're going to keep going with some more music here on Canada Post Rock, and we'll hear some Canadian stuff. Up next, a local group called Divorcer, and apparently these this group started in 2016 at a Duffin's booth, at Duffin's Donuts, sorry. You can check us out at divorcer.bandcamp.com, but the latest album called Espionage is on the National Campus Radio charts at number 44. It's out on Domestic Departure Records, and we're going to hear a track off of that, the opening track, which is called Tiny Devil. And let me see. I guess we'll see what we get to after that. I think we're going to hear something from Baby Girl, a release out on Sandlot Records called Be Still My Heart. And I think we'll hear the opening track, or no, a track called Always is what we're going to hear. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Divorcer with Tiny Devil.
Me, I know, well, I'm a tiny devil in your head. You know, well, you're a tiny devil in my head.
Is there something in your eye, or are you just sad to see me? Is your goldfish still alive? Does your girlfriend wanna meet me? I want you, I'll say, I'll wait. well. Yeah, my poker face is garbage. You still know me so well. Now we're back to where we started.
Hey, Squirrel friends! This month, CITR is celebrating its 85th anniversary, and what you're about to hear is a piece of archival tape. Please note that any products, services, or events advertised in this tape are no longer available. Thanks for listening to CITR, and please enjoy whatever it is you're about to hear.
You can't get this tape. You can't get this
available. I like that.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Did you
six,
know that Xavier is 85 years
four,
old this month?
Three,
yeah,
two, one.
And what you're about
every
to
Thursday at 2 o'clock, listen to the Top 10 Countdown on CITR with Richard Saxton.
Thank you so much for listening to CITR. Please enjoy whatever it is.
I didn't know you were lying. Get you going down to Miami.
I just say I love you.
The week's top 10 singles are counted down with a look at the artist who wrote them. Find out what the city's biggest disco hits are as Top 10 examines the disco scene. Every Thursday at 2, CITR's Top 10 Songs of the Week. Listen.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was Always by Baby Girl off the Be Still My Heart release. And prior to that was something from a local group called Divorcer. Tiny Devil is the track you heard, and the album is called Espionage. Really great stuff, and you can check this out at divorcer.bandcamp.com and check out some of their back catalog. And like I said, they're on the national radio charts, sitting at number 44 right now. You can check it out at earshot-online.com. So as you heard in the promo, and apologies, technical difficulties, I think there's a little bit of a duplicate PSA in that one. Sorry about that. But that was the 85th anniversary PSAs. And like I had said, there's a lot of stuff going on for the 85th anniversary of CITR. It's really amazing that we've been around for as long as we have, and there's so many people that have come through the station and volunteered and moved on to different media careers and all kinds of different stuff. And CITR was kind of there to help them be the springboard for their career and learn their ways into media and campus radio and music and all kinds of different stuff like that. So what I wanted to do for some of my shows was to revisit some of the stuff that I played way back when I first started volunteering at CITR way back in 2011. Well, actually 2010, but I started doing a show in 2011. I was volunteering in 2010, and previously I came from CKXU in Lethbridge. But anyways, I was revisiting some old playlists, because it's crazy that you can even go back and check out old playlists from way back then on our website. But one artist that I played super often was the Austria album called Feel It Break. I think I've played every single track off of this. Definitely one of my favorite albums of 2011. And when I first started doing a show, this one was on repeat pretty often. So I went through all my playlists and I went to check out which was the very first Austra track that I played. And the first one was Lose It was what I played. And I still remember that year in 2011 when I was first volunteering at CITR and really kind of obsessed with that album. It really fit for the year. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. We're going to hear Lose It. And then after that, we're going to hear another artist that I played way back in 2011. We're going to hear something from an artist named Birds of Passage with a track called Patterns on Your Face. And that's off an album called Without the World. And this one is just an artist that I was checking out way back then, kind of a ambient artist, and I think they're from Australia, and you can check it out at birdsofpassage.bandcamp.com. And this album came out in March 2011, so around the time when I first played it was when it came out. But anyways, this is out on Denovali Records, and it's really great, lush, kind of ambient-sounding stuff, and it... it's comparable to artists such as Grouper. But anyways, we're going to hear these two artists and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So if you want to explore some old charts and playlists and stuff like that, you can always head to our website, citr.ca, and you could scroll back to as far back as some of the early shows of CITR. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. This is Austra with a Feel It Break. The album Feel It Break, and the track is called Lose It. Welcome back. That was Birds of Passage with the Patterns on Your Face off the 2011 album called Without the World. And I played that for the 85th anniversary of CITR, commemorating 85 years here. And the reason why I played it is because it's one of the first few artists that I played when I started doing a radio show here at CITR back in 2011. And prior to that was Austria with Lose It, and another artist that I played a whole bunch in the first year of doing radio programming here. And that's off the Feel It Break album, and that one came out on Domino Records. I think the first release, first kind of like major label kind of release from Austria, I guess. Well, I don't know about major label, but kind of bigger release, I should say. Anyways, you tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. You got about 45 minutes left in the program. And up next, we're going to hear something from a group called Conate. There was some recent news this week that this group will be getting back together. And they're a kind of extreme, experimental, kind of drone-y group that's very comparable, or very similar to Sun. It features Stephen O'Malley of Sun in this group, as well as James Plotkin, who is a famed producer of a lot of loud and extreme music, Tim Waskita, as well as the vocals of Alan Dubin. So the new album is called To Be Cruel, and It's going to be put out on, I think, Sacred Bones Records, if I'm not mistaken, but it does come out, it came out today, I should say. And anyways, we're going to hear an excerpt of the track called To Be Cruel. And like I said, it's very similar to the music of Sun. It's very droney, experimental. And where it differs a little bit is the kind of a very unsettling, kind of screamy, haunting vocals of Alan Dubin. Definitely check out some more of this if you're into this kind of extreme experimental drone type music. So like I said, we're going to hear just an excerpt, but probably about nearly 10 minutes of a track. So I think we're just going to play this and I'll talk to you after a while. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is the brand new release from Con 8. This is a track called To Be Cruel, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
The spider is us! May is Asian Heritage Month in Canada, and this year, the Vancouver Asian Heritage Month Society and its signature event, the Exploration Festival, is celebrating its 27th anniversary. Exploration Festival is a month-long celebration that brings together all of the Pan-Asian Canadian artists throughout the Lower Mainland, including visual, art, poetry, dance, and music. Find all of the events and exhibitions in the online program guide, which you can download at exploration.org to learn more about what's happening in your community this Asian Heritage Month.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experienced verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
That eerie and unsettling track was from Conate with a track called To Be Cruel off the album of the same name that just was released, was just released today. And this one is out on Sacred Bones Records and the first new music in I think 14 years. They had a really long hiatus and their members were involved in various projects over the years, like Stephen O'Malley's his own solo work and Music and Sun, as well as the releases out on Southern Lord Records. And James Plotkin does all kinds of producing. And I think Alan Dubin did other various projects. Another one called Kyolst happened after this original hiatus from Conate. But anyways, new stuff that can be checked out at conate.bandcamp.com. And the artwork for this release was done by Stephen O'Malley, who also does a lot of the graphic design for most of the Southern Lord releases. Definitely check out some of his design work. He has really, really cool style that's very recognizable. So you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. You got about half an hour left on the program, so we'll shift into a little bit of electronic territory, and we're going to hear some new stuff from Blaywon. I think it's the first new EP in, I think, like 2 or 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. But the new release was just put out on, I think, XL Recordings. It's called Dismantled Into Juice, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called You Can Build Me, and I think this features Monstera Black, who I'm not too familiar with, but anyways, they're listed on the track titles. Very kind of heavy clanging industrial electronic music, industrial techno, I should say. And like I said, a first EP in 2 years from Blaywon. After Blaywon, we're going to hear something from a release out from Fabric Records, a release from LCY, kind of a jungle release, jungle techno type stuff. The album is called He Hymns. And from LCY, we're going to hear a track called Bad Blood. And once again, that's out on Fabric Records. But first, right here on CITR, this is Blaywon with a track called You Can Build Me. We'll be right back. back, that was LCY with a track called Bad Blood off the He Hymns release, and that's put out on Fabric London Records, part of their Fabric Originals series. Check it out at fabricoriginals.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was Blaywon with a new release out, a new EP, I should say, first EP in a couple years, that was called Dismantled Into Juice. And you hear the track called You Can Build Me. And you heard the vocals of Monstera Black, who also appears on another track on this release. Dismantled Into Juice was put out on XL Recordings. And like I said, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and we're going to hear something from Isla Records out of Montreal, and we'll hear the latest, which is a Caveman LSD release. The album is called Total Annihilation Beach, and we'll hear the opening track called Lost Hours. And you can check this out at isla.bandcamp.com. Really kind of interesting ambient kind of club type music. And this is out on a label called Isla, like I said. And I think we'll just play this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR. This track is called Lost Hours. Thank you.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
And we're back. That was something from Total Annihilation Beach, and that's out on Isla Records out of Montreal, and that was a track called Lost Hours off the Total Annihilation Beach album. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to cram in as much music as we can in this next little bit, and up next we're going to hear something from Beta Libre with the new release out called Daystar, and Beta Libre is out of New York, and a new release out on Incienzo Records is what we're going to hear. We'll hear a track called Bode Hisita. Apologies, I'm probably mispronouncing it, but anyways, we're going to hear the closing track on the release, and then after that, we're going to hear something from Perco, which is a collaboration with Cecina Povera and Huarco S on a split on Numbers Records, and we're going to hear a track off of it. Well, the Huarco S side called Prang, and once again, that's a release out called Perco, and then we'll see what we get to after that. I'll probably talk to you a little bit and then play one track to close off the night. This is Beta Libre with a track off the album called Daystar. We'll be right back. Stuff from Perko with the track called Prang. That's the work of featuring Horiko S, and Perko is based out of Copenhagen, Denmark. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with more great music, and I'm going to leave you tonight with something from a kind of neo soul and neo jazz type artist called Salami Rose Joe Lewis from Acousta Maticus from the Brain Feeder label. We're going to hear a track called Dimensional Collapse. So keep it locked on CHR for more great programming, and I'll be back next week with some more great music. This is something from Salami Rose Joe Lewis.
Hola, 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 gente linda, listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ Bruja from your favorite show, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento.